Three-piece bands ever, Funk Railroad, and that's from 1971, believe it or not, Country Road from their album Survival.
That's a long time ago now, John.
Beg your pardon?
Long time ago now.
Certainly is, but still cuts it in my book.
Yep.
Hear that bass go?
Yeah.
Want me to do that again?
You look like Joan Simmons when you do that.
Very funny, Lord.
Thank you.
Before that, King Crimson, Garden of Worm, from 1970.
And that was for Mr. Ming Chang.
Yeah, Ming Chang. In the Wake of Poseidon was the name of the album. English band Ash before that, Angel Interceptor, from 1993.
I had an Angel Interceptor once.
Yeah?
The V8, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice machine, nice car.
Yeah. What happened? Did you smash it?
Yeah.
Adam Jones's new album. We played a track last week and we just played another one then. And his album is called The Dark Side of the Earth.
That's opposed to The Dark Side of the Moon, isn't
it?
Yeah,
that's a bit cliché-ish, but it's not bad. It's good. It's good. Local. On Foghorn Records, distributed by MGM. So you can go to your local record shop and order it in through MGM Distribution. Adam Jones, Dark Side of the Earth.
So he'd be related to Foghorn Leghorn, would he?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the track we heard was called Small Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, one for the Woodville Road Terrier, Alice Cooper, Only Women Bleed, from Welcome to My Nightmare.
That's a good song.
Did you hear any pops or crackles?
No.
That?
Was that off a record?
Yes.
Really? Wow. Gee, it's in good nick.
I look after them, Lord.
Mm, you sure do.
And Supertramp before that, My Kind of Lady, from Famous Last Words. So I back announced that before, didn't I? So we are all up to date. How are you going there, Supervisor? Everything good? Have we been good boys?
No.
Oh. No. Well, that's nice to know.
No, ABBA.
No, ABBA.
Oh, we played ABBA before. You were asleep.
Rubbish.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but you were asleep anyway.
Wide awake.
I am gravely disappointed. Again, you have made me unleash my jaws of war.
Geez, I've missed the farm animals whilst you've been away.
I don't bring them in here, they just follow me in.
I know, you're like the Pied Piper of animals.
Yeah, I know, I can't help it.
Oh, I know.
What's...
what is that?
That's my mobile phone ringing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it the missing?
Yeah, it is. Oh. Yeah, how'd you know?
Oh, I know everything. All right, that's right. The supervisor's doing the movie review this week.
That's correct.
What is the name of the movie?
This week's movie is called Trauma. It was made in 1976.
And it's on our Smorgasbord Facebook page. Look at that. Trauma.
It'll be 1 hour and 90 minutes of time wasted and I'll never get back.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That's no good.
There's no gimp.
No gimp?
No gimp.
Oh.
What does it have?
It stars Udo Kier and Linda Hayden.
Mm-hmm. Udo Kier's the baddie in it.
Who's Udo Kier when he's not an actor?
He's been in quite a few movies. He plays like a German bloke who's got a really nasty attitude. Tall, thin fella.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
You'd know his face. Yeah.
You interrupted him.
That's all right. So movies with Linda Hayden are usually pretty good. until now.
Oh, dear.
This one is a cult classic, with a lot of horror, and very graphically violent, all because someone stole a manuscript.
A manuscript?
A music manuscript.
Yes.
That's the story.
So someone stole a sheet of music?
Correct.
And we just go and murder everybody?
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
That sounds good. Trauma.
That's it. That's the whole thing. My rating, one manuscript missing. In that.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, not bad, like that.
And you can view all of the movies that Lord Pig and the Divorce Courts watch and post up on our Smorgasbord page. Just you can scroll back, and they're all there for your viewing pleasure.
Would you like to hear my rating for the movie, John?
Oh, I'd love to hear your rating.
Someone has stolen my can of corn. Can you believe that?
No. Why would someone do that?
I don't know. People are weird. People are weird, Jono.
I know.
Do you know that there's an odd thing about this movie? Myself and the supervisor discussed it earlier.
Yes.
This was G-rated in 76.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, there's no way in the world it's a G-rated movie. I reckon it's MA...
Double R.
It's MA 15 plus at least. At least.
Double R, rubbish. Rubbish and ridiculous.
Ridiculous rubbish.
Oh.
Okay, well, maybe what you're looking at had the wrong rating on it, perhaps.
Maybe, I don't know, John.
So you reckon it's at least...
At least.
Well, check it out, folks. See what you think. And as I said earlier, I'm playing a track or two, well, at least one track next week from the remastered Abbey Road. If there's one track that you'd like to hear the remixed, please drop us a line. No one's dropped anything yet, but maybe you don't really care which one. But our Facebook page or our Twitter account, let us know. It's that time. I know a lot of people enjoy this segment.
Wind up that gramophone!
This is from 1954. That was from 1954. David Carroll and his orchestra. Bumpity bump. He lived to about 90-something. He only died in 2006 or something.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah.
Wow.
I looked up a bit of information about him. But yeah, he had a lot of records back then, you know, from the 40s through to the 60s and 70s. Yeah, so David Carroll and his orchestra, Bumpity Bump. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. I certainly did. Weekly World News. I haven't had the dice here either since...
No, well, I've got one here, so I'll roll it for you now.
Okay.
This is one of those weird two-sided dice.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like... Oh, we're under attack. Help!
Oh.
Help! Oh, that's better. Whew! Okay.
This is good in here. We had a little tidal wave in here, folks.
Hello, isn't
it? Yeah.
Your go.
Is it?
Yeah. Strange as my son.
Oh, there you go. I'll just change glasses.
Okay.
Oh, that's
how
better.
Many eyes have you got?
Seven.
Huh.
You've known long.
Oh,
long
I didn't want to.
Were you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think I'm growing another one.
Fair dingers.
Yeah.
Eight eyes.
Yeah. Seems to have a lot of eyelashes around it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Niceville in Florida.
It's a great place, Niceville.
Well, this isn't very nice. A coffee shop customer will spend nearly a year in jail and shell out $11,000 because he went berserk and nearly bit off a man's ear.
Wow.
An Alcaloosa County jury found Thaddeus Bird, aged 33, guilty of battery in the bizarre attack on Robert Lindelof, aged 44, after hearing different versions of what happened.
Okay.
Lindelof lost his left earlobe and a small chunk of the ear. Doctors weren't able to reattach the severed parts.
Wow.
Witnesses said the attack was unprovoked, but Bird accused Lindelof of cursing him and his family.
Yeah.
Bird said he will appeal the 11-month, 29-day sentence. He was also ordered to pay $11,000 restitution to Lindelof.
I think I'd let someone bite me on the ear for 11 grand.
Would you?
Yeah, why not?
Even if some of it was missing afterwards.
No, I don't use them that often anyway.
No, that's true.
Man in Russia. Where's Russia? That's overseas, isn't it?
Just ignore him, folks. Yes, it's overseas.
Explodes after eating stolen ice cream. A man in Bulgaria, in the former USSR, has made a huge mistake.
Huge?
By firstly stealing ice cream and then eating said stolen ice cream.
Oh.
The stolen ice cream was not actually ice cream at all, but was in fact a form of plastic explosive that is used in mining projects. Oh, yeah, you see, in places like Bulgaria, they do a lot of that sort of open-cut mining and that, don't they?
They do, indeed, yes.
The man had never eaten ice cream before and was not sure what he was actually eating. After eating the, inverted commas, ice cream, he had a cigar and promptly exploded.
Exploded, did he?
Yeah.
That's no good.
You see, John, I told you smoking was no good for you.
I see now that they say vaping's no good for you either. Well, I thought it's...
What's vaping, sorry? Oh, is that those pretend cigarettes?
Yeah. I thought when they first came out, they're saying, oh, yeah, it's better for you than smoking. I thought, well, it's still smoke of some sort you're inhaling. Might not be nicotine. So they'd have found out there's some chemical in that that's just as bad, if not worse, than cigarettes.
But, yeah, isn't it... some of them are actually like a... It's not like a water vapour, it's an actual chemical vapour, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still rubbish going into your breathing
lungs,
organs.
Yeah,
into your lungs.
I don't know if that'd be any better than durries.
No.
I mean, if it was straight up and down water vapour, like clean water, that probably... I don't know, maybe that wouldn't be so bad.
But you'd have to have something.
Why would you do that?
Well, you're smoking steam.
Yeah, yeah. Why would you do that?
Why would you? Hamburg in Germany.
Yeah.
That's overseas, by the way.
That's where they make hamburgers.
Yeah. Police could barely believe their eyes when they answered an alarm and found two potential bank robbers in a fist fight in the middle of the street.
Good idea.
Witnesses said the two thieves arrived about 15 minutes apart and clearly were not working together.
Oh.
They became involved in a heated argument that quickly escalated into a full-scale brawl.
Huh.
Both robbers were arrested 15 minutes apart. That's a long time to be robbing a bank.
Sure is. Oh, the coppers were down at the donut shop.
Unless one arrived and was waiting for the moment to go into the bank and then the other one turned up as well.
Have you ever done that? You've been hanging outside the bank waiting for the moment? There's an album in that. There is.
In the old days I did when there were no ATMs.
Oh, before ATMs, yeah.
You had to go in and make a withdrawal.
Yeah.
I remember the Commonwealth Bank at Five Dock. You used to fill out your withdrawal slip, put it in your passport, and there was this chute. And you put it down, it went, and then there was a bell at the bottom. It went ding. And then the teller would come and see how much you wanted. And,
yeah.
And then they called teller sex. And you go and
that's pretty,
pick up your money.
That's pretty good security, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's mighty good security.
But that's the... Can you imagine people today?
Oh, they'd be out of shape over it.
Do you still use a bit of cash or do you...
Yeah, occasionally. Yeah, but I tap a lot, yeah.
Yeah, but I'd do a bit of cash occasionally. Yeah. I like to have it in my wallet as for an emergency.
Oh, look, sometimes you just need it, you know.
Yeah, but I must say the tap and go on the public transport's good, isn't it?
Yeah. What's the name of the plastic card?
Opal
card. Yeah, very good idea, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good idea.
Your go.
Police blow murder case for a bit of hand cream.
Hand cream?
Hand cream. A police officer in New York has used the hand cream that was collected at a crime scene that was the only evidence that proved a man had murdered his wife. She was allergic to peanuts and her murderer husband. Can you imagine that? A murderer husband.
Murderer husband.
Glad I'm not married to a murderer husband.
Sometimes I wish you were.
Well, thanks.
How did he all feel?
She was allergic to peanuts and her murderer husband put peanut oil in the hand cream. Aha. She died after using the cream. The hand cream evidence was used by one of the policemen as hand cream, but this has meant that there is now no evidence left to prosecute the murderous husband.
I wonder how they worked out that... I suppose they did an autopsy.
No, they would have done an autopsy.
Found the cream.
Yeah.
Allergic. Cream has peanut oil in it.
Well, they would have. I mean, maybe her hands. She might have used it as hand cream, obviously, and her hands probably, swelled up, swole up? Her hands became swollen?
Yes. How's that? That's it.
Whew.
Thank you, Mr. Rob.
That's all right. Glad I'm teaching you.
Thank you. Her hands became swollen and they went, well, I wonder if she was allergic to her hand cream. See, I should have been a policeman.
I love all that sort of...
Do you watch those shows on the Idiot Box?
Yeah, not the real ones. I like NCIS.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like both. I like the NCIS and the real ones.
Yeah, but the real ones drag it out. Like when they do the, you know, the highway patrol. They breathalyze four people and then they go to a break and then they repeat the same thing over and over again to drag it out for an hour. The show could be over in 20 minutes.
Have you watched Homicide Hunter, Buck?
Homicide Hunter?
Yeah.
He's very good.
Yeah, that's good.
That must be on Foxtel, is it?
Correct.
It is.
Well, I don't have Foxtel. I'm not high class like you.
Oh, now we've been called high class.
Wow.
oh dear. Now listen.
I'm listening.
There's a new lot of scales. There's a new scale on the market for fat people.
Oh, yeah?
Or we should say overweight people.
I might buy one.
That measures weight by ounces instead of pounds.
Oh, no, hang on. Wouldn't that make you think you were even bigger?
Its inventor says the device is helpful for folks who are struggling to lose weight because even if they lose just 1 ounce,
yeah,
it shows up on the scale. But it would also show if they put on
1 ounce.
1 ounce. But.
But.
Losing a little bit, suppose it gives them encouragement.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'd get on and it'd say, you know, 2,621,000 ounces, and I'd go, holy smoke. Now I'm depressed, I'm going to have a pizza.
Holy smoke, I'm going to start vaping.
Oh, I might have a vape.
Yeah.
I might duck out the back and have a vape. Whatever that means. I'm just saying things.
I've only meant you would evaporate.
Oh. I wonder if the professor, you know, the bloke that fixed me brain, me ear brain, yes. The professor.
Yes.
I wonder if he vapes.
I don't know, Lord. I really don't know.
If he was a vampire, he'd vamp.
If he was a vampire, he'd what?
He'd vamp. He wouldn't vape.
Oh, he'd vamp.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well...
What do you reckon?
Might get the ire of his wife.
Oh, the ire.
The first successful attempt at man-made rain had a bizarre, unintended side effect.
Uh-oh.
In 1931, the government of the Netherlands hired scientist Minheer Verhaat.
Yeah, Minheer.
Oh, Minheer. To scatter super-cooled ice crystals into a bank of clouds to produce rain.
Okay.
A fleet of army planes was placed at Verhaat's disposal and the upper atmosphere duly sprinkled with ice dust. A few hours later, the rains came tumbling down.
Yeah, good.
But so did hundreds...
Go on.
...of snow-white rabbits.
Oh.
No one could explain the bizarre phenomenon. So it rained rabbits.
That's, yeah, I've never actually witnessed that.
Haven't?
No, rabbit rain, no.
No.
No. I've seen a rabbit plane, but I've never seen a rabbit rain.
I've seen rapid flooding from rain, but not rabbit flooding.
Oh, you see, it's all interconnected somehow.
Yeah, the old interconnector from South Australia to New South Wales. That's
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah, that's not the air highway, is it?
No.
That's the, what was that? Oh, that, is that the Kundalini Highway?
Something like that,
yeah.
Cancun, Mexico.
Yeah.
A late-night swimmer who jumped into an empty swimming pool survived the 12-foot fall without a scratch. What do you think happened?
The pool was empty.
It was empty, yeah. Why do you think he didn't hurt himself?
He landed on a wheelbarrow full of semi-frozen rabbits. From outer space.
When he landed on another bloke who'd done the same thing about ten minutes earlier. Just happened to be in the same spot.
Lucky rooster.
The first man who was lying unconscious on the bottom of the motel pool apparently softened the impact of the second man's fall, according to a police report. Neither man was identified, but the first man was taken to hospital where he was treated for several broken bones and a severe concussion.
Lucky I wonder if that's himself. Where they get the idea for wrestling from. Or jumping on each other and splattering and all that.
Probably. Oh. I think that would have come first, the wrestling.
The wrestling, yeah.
I don't think a swimming pool has any turnbuckles.
Oh.
Or ropes.
Oh, that explains.
I do, when you're racing.
Yeah. Oh.
She is the supervisor.
Yeah, that explains what's wrong with our pool.
you wouldn't let me put them in.
I wanted to go swimming. I didn't want to go wrestling.
I have one more story. Do you have any more?
No.
Munich, another story from Germany.
Yeah.
More than 320 cars were destroyed last week in a high-speed chain reaction wreck after a man slammed on his brakes in the middle of a crowded highway because he saw a falling star.
Oh, he's a clever rooster.
Gerhard Wallermann told police he saw the brilliant star out of the corner of his eye and brought his car to a quick halt to get a better look. He immediately was rear-ended by a car going about 85 miles per hour.
No!
Starting the series of crashes and collisions, Wallermann was charged with reckless driving.
Yeah, because they have the autobahns in Germany, don't they? And you've got... am I right in saying they have no speed limit on some of the autobahns?
Some of them don't, no.
Yeah.
So 85 miles per hour.
That's really giving it some, John.
That's about 140, 150
Ks. About that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's giving it some.
Imagine that here, you'd be arrested.
Yeah, you'd be locked up.
Then again, we don't have any autobahns, do we?
Oh, we're not in Germany.
That's it.
Oh, now it's starting to make sense.
I must say, ladies and gentlemen, that new City Westlink bit from Haberfield through to Concord and now you can go on Paris. The other day I had to renew my licence, so I thought I was going to go to Hurstville
because
I live, but Burwood was on the way home.
Yes.
And it's turned there at Wattle Street, Peak Fringe,
Bunnings. I remember.
And it was just moving. There was no traffic on Parramatta Road because everybody's underneath.
Okay.
That's fantastic. It would take me like 40 minutes to get from Ashfield there, Frederick Street, to Burwood before.
Yes.
Now it's there in like 7 minutes.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
How fantastic's that? Good to see our taxes actually getting used for something.
Well, yeah, it is a toll. I know people don't like the toll road, but, geez, it's helped. It has helped. We pay all that rego and tax, and but it does cost a lot of money to build roads like that.
Oh, no argument.
No argument.
It's got a new train line, the metro.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. Nice and quick, yeah.
The one with no drivers.
Yeah, the one with no driver.
Yeah, so you used it, even though it doesn't go to Rouse Hill where you said it should have gone, but it's good.
Yeah, it's good. We went home with Nathan.
Yeah.
Over to Chatswood.
Yeah.
And back. Just to test it out. It's really good.
That's good.
Yeah, it's not bad, actually.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Well, they should have put the last station a lot closer to Schofield Station.
Yeah, so apparently parking's a bit of a problem too. There's not enough parking.
Oh. Nowhere near enough.
Yeah.
But they might fix that.
Yeah, hope so.
By building more units and things like that.
That'll fix it.
Yeah.
That'll fix it easy.
Well, that's what they're doing. Understand?
Yeah.
Oh, there are the new houses out there, John. Wow.
You look out the window and you look into your neighbour's bathroom.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No. You can see what they have for breakfast if you're lucky.
Oh, no. They're too close. Yeah. I know that, but they're too close. You've got to have a bit of a backyard.
Especially in a country this big.
Yeah.
Well, Australia is physically enormous.
I couldn't believe those photos on the news, the big McMansions, and the eaves are nearly touching one another, that close.
There's no eaves.
Okay, well, the houses are nearly touching one another.
And that's crazy, isn't it?
That would make mould and everything. There's no air getting through or sunshine. Not good. All right, well, that's our little say.
Yeah.
Now back to the music. Hope you enjoyed Weekly World News this week.
I did.
Oh, good. Okay, now for all you Kiss fans that were looking forward to Kiss and they've cancelled,
what's happened? One of them's got a sore throat.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So they've cancelled the lot.
Yeah, fair enough.
Must be very disappointing. So I've got some live Kiss, and it's not old Kiss, it's from 2016, Rockin' Las Vegas. We'll hear Black Diamond. But first, we'll hear some Led Zeppelin. It's 25 minutes to 9.
It is, too.
Terry Swan coming up after 9 o'clock through till midnight.
He's
very good. He was kept asking after you how you were.
He's a good bloke, Terry.
Yeah. You'll love this, Lord.
Oh.
Roll that tar.
every night. It really makes a lot of dry. I don't think that's right, no.
Thank you. I want you to sing with us. I'll go like this.
Out on the street for a living. Pictures only begun. You go. Woo!
Can you do that? All right.
She's only begun.
Got you under there.
I'm on the streets for a living.
Western Wankery. He's just getting himself in the mood.
Tell me it burned, I was before hell, but now took the whole.
Even the best education won't help you get ahead in your career if you can't communicate your ideas effectively. Every day, competition for advancement in the workplace gets tougher. You need an edge. There's a non-profit organisation called Toastmasters that can help. Toastmasters gives you the confidence to express your ideas to anyone. In good times or bad, it helps to have the Toastmasters edge. To find a meeting near you, visit toastmasters.org.au.
Hope you enjoyed In Concert tonight.
That was fantastic, John.
It was good, wasn't it?
Dead set fantastic.
Led Zeppelin from the BBC sessions, because that was around the early 70s, but the actual BBC sessions double CD wasn't released until 1997.
Yep.
Kiss, Black Diamond, that's from Rocks Las Vegas from 2016. And Cold Chisel, Forever Now from the Barking Spiders.
Barking Spiders, 1978.
1986, but recorded in 1983.
Close.
Yeah. Just to let you know what's on with Ross Fear tomorrow night, Australian Spectrum from 9 o'clock, Frankie Valentin is launching his new album, The Never-Ending Battle Between Good and Evil. So that'll be good. Good listening tomorrow with Ross Fear, Australian Spectrum, between 9 and midnight. Mr. Swan's coming up. He'll look after you until midnight. Lord, it's good to see you back.
Thanks,
good
mate.
Good to see you back. Good to see you back. Hello. And I hope to see you next week. I hope to see Gidget too next week.
Yeah, with a bit of luck.
And we'll have to get Dr. Thompson in too. Supervisor, thank you for your help tonight.
No worries.
And we'll leave you with Buffalo. So good night, everybody.
Awesome.
We'll see you next week. And please use our Facebook page, Rock and Roll Smorgasbord, for any requests or anything like that.
Good night, folks.
Toodaloo.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, 'cause I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
That's all, folks.